Story Publishing has been helping readers practice creative self-reliance for 30 years. They are a longtime creative tenant on campus at Mass MoCA and will be hosting a variety of lifestyle workshops, activities, and demonstrations throughout the Solid Sound Festival.
That's right, Joe. And demonstrations, of course, include cheese making, beekeeping with live bees, hot sauce making, a home brewing showcase, backyard chicken keeping, my favorite, with live chickens, except in Great Barrington, where you're not allowed to do that, foraging and pizza making at Mass MoCA's community wood-fired oven.
Joining us now to tell us more are Dan Reynolds, CEO and president of Story Publishing, Alethea Morrison, author of Homegrown Honeybees and creative director at Story Publishing, and Crispina French, author of Sweater Chop Shop and Used Clothing Alchemist. Dan, Alethea, Crispina, thank you so much for being with us. What a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I've been a fan of Story Publications for years, and have watched you grow and move and be, you know, throughout this region. And how long have you been part of the
18 years.
18 years. Yeah. So, I mean, you've seen this incredible
growth. It's been amazing. It's the last 12 years or so, we've been such in tune with the culture of what's going on.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, how do you find the vibe of, like, what people want and put it in a way that is accessible, it's fun, it has a cool look to it, and yet still have such individuality to it as well?
It starts with the authors, finding the experts who are passionate about what they're doing. And if they have the passion and the skills and the expertise, they're then able to communicate it to the passionate audience and packaging that great content with the look. And Alethea not only is an author of ours, but she's our creative director as well. So she's her look to our the look adding to our content has been explosive for us.
But the second part of that is that it's not only that you do a great job as publisher, but also that you're I often say of the Red Lion, you can't understand Berkshire County unless you've eaten a meal at the Red Lion. And right. I think that's true about Story also. You have a very Berkshire-centered feel to you, and you take that very seriously, don't you?
We do it. And our 60 employees all live the life that we represent in our books. And if we were in New York City, would we reflect that? Probably not. It's a passion that comes through at every level in the organization, and people are raising chickens, people are growing their own food, people are home brewing. So it's that connection to the topic that I think helps us connect to the audience.
I've talked to many of your authors, and one of the things that they always say, and Alethea, I guess this question is for you, is how freeing it is, of what a wonderful experience it is, because they're able to tell their story, but also that when they put it in your hands, you do such a beautiful job with it. So how much do you, and I asked this question just a moment ago to Dan about this individuality of letting the author do their thing and tell their story, but you also putting your very unmistakable print on it.
Yeah, I think it's been especially interesting to be an author because I feel like I was always trying to make a book that the author could be proud of, but now that I have been an author of a book, I realize how much of like a baby it is to that person. They've spent a year of their lives, is uncountable hours, creating this book, and they want it to reflect their vision in so many ways. So we do have a lot of conversations with the author and try to understand their personality, what their goals are for the book, and then just bring the polish and the creativity and the ideas that we have so that the sum is greater than the parts.
But you really have something to give out. I mean, Joe will tell you this. I'll tell you this. We get 1,000 requests for today from people who self-publish books. Mm-hmm. And you're a publisher. And anybody knows, if you're an author, it's pretty good to have a publisher. In fact, it's the gold standard. So you have a lot of power. As a political scientist, I'm always interested in how people play that power. Are you aware that you mean so much more than a publisher ever did before?
Oh, of course. I mean, we bring skills that one person doesn't have, for one, and that goes to the editorial as well. It's not just the look of it, but things are always better when they're collaborations. It's, you know, ideas are bouncing off each other, and it's just, it gets more and more expansive and exciting. One person working in a vacuum is not really bringing out the full potential of an idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have a responsibility, and the other side of that is a responsibility, because the ubiquitous nature of information now with the internet and all, how do you trust the information? If you're about to make a skirt, or if you're going to make a home brew, you want to make sure the information you get is coming from a trusted source, and it's going to be reliable, and it's going to help you further your passion for a thought.
So let's ask the main question that is haunting us all, and that is to Crispina, which is, what is a sweater chop shop?
Oh, let me tell you about that. Well, I wrote a book with story, and what Alethea said is really true, in that, so a sweater chop shop is what I do for work, and I recycle used clothing. And I started using wool sweaters back in 1989, and actually was approached by Deborah Balmuth with Story Publishing to do a book. So without her encouragement and help and real hand-holding through the process, I wouldn't have done it. The book is about my process, and that's what a sweater chop shop is, just taking sweaters that are normally found in the thrift store or clothing that you might not wear that's in your home already, and turning it into things that you might like to use better than whatever it was intended as.
No, I swear I didn't know Crispina was going to be sitting here to my left. The Shartocks love Crispina.
And
Roselle's closets are filled with Crispina products. And the fact of the matter is we have watched you since you were a little baby,
yeah,
and then have taken this thing, made it yours, really yours, and we can look at anything anywhere and we'll say that's Crispina. So that's quite something.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a really I feel very fortunate to have led the life that I've led, and to have a published book, a teaching book, really brings me a lot of people. It's a credibility builder. People see it as you know, it's not self-published, which adds to the credibility of the...
Because you have this great team behind you.
Oh, yeah. And just the whole experience of writing a book really helped me be able to articulate my process.
Because your book is beautiful.
Thank you. Alethea designed it.
I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Can I ask a mean question, though?
Sure. How do I make a living?
No.
Oh.
No, that's Alan's
thing.
That's
the Alan
question.
No,
that's patented. I'm not allowed to answer that by law. But, I mean, do you really want people doing what you do?
That's a great question. I'm so glad you asked me that. Yeah, I do.
Really?
Uh-huh. And it was it's funny because a lot of people think that I'm kind of crazy because I teach people how to do what I do.
I can do this really special, incredible thing, and I'm making my living, and I really love doing it, and now I'm going to tell other people how to do it so they can go and compete with me.
It's very, very easy.
No, but that's the beauty of being a really creative, talented person, is that no one can ever do what she does because she's always changing.
Well,
she's
the artist,
well,
right?
She has
it bring
an
her
eye,
sensibility to it.
Right, and she's always doing, she's always staying ahead of people, always, and then she brings her own mark to it. You can try to do it, or you bring your own mark to it, but you can never really create a Crispina thing.
But I have to tell you all that we were privileged not only to know Crispina's art teacher parents, you know, as in Jeff Tweedy, is there a genetic element to all of this? These were people who were known far and wide throughout Berkshire County as the artists who love to teach other people about how to do art. So it has to come to you naturally.
Yeah, I think it does. It's funny because my sister's a teacher as well. She teaches in a public school setting like my parents did. But I wrote this book with story, and then I also teach workshops that are held in my studio and other places. But so I also really love to teach. And part of what I, well, okay, so I'll try.
Because you say it's so easy, but do you really want people to know that it's so easy?
Yeah, well, okay, so.
Because I want to look at it and say, wow, I
can never do that.
Yeah, don't you want that as an artist to feel that way? Of like
Sort of, but I think what Alethea said has some, hold some weight for me. Basically, I do what I do. I mean, I'm an artist genetically, I think that is the basis of that, but so I love to make things, and I also love to bring awareness to environmental issues. So what I do is make art out of what has been discarded, and I love to encourage people to feel empowered and be able to make things that have impact beyond what they're actually just doing. Like, knitting is really cool. I don't know how to knit, and I think it's great when people know how to knit and they make interesting things, but it doesn't really have an impact past what they do.
Crispina, I'm not going to let you go without without telling the story of the calendar.
Oh, yeah.
There is a famous French, I always pronounce it French because it's spelled with two small F's.
I'm so glad I don't stutter.
Yeah. But there's a famous calendar that the French family has been putting out for at least 1,000 years, right?
Yeah, actually, exactly 1,000.
it's on the calendar. We know that. We know how many years it's been.
It's a Dolphin Studio calendar, and it was initially, my mom and dad made it for their friends. The first year they made it was in 1971, and they made 40 of them. And they made 12 different images for each month, and then a cover image. And the one they silk screened one of those pages, and the other 11 or 12 pages actually were done in different techniques, and they all took way longer than silk screening. So they thought the next year when they were making gifts for their friends, they should make them all silk screen because it's so much easier. So they did, and then their friends started to see it, and they thought, oh, that's so beautiful, I'd like one of those. So then they started to make extras to sell, and
A thousand years later,
and all the way through school, you know how like farmers' kids had to go out and like pick the corn or something. Yeah. We had to get up early and silkscreen calendars.
And each of you had to do.
We had to design a page. Yes, right. From like around 4 or 5 years old, then we would design a page.
So we're already a minute over, but so let me get to why you're actually here, and that.
We got off
on some other great subjects, but Crispina, you're going to be doing a sew a quilt for Wilco.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. We're going to make a blanket, a quilt. Me and two other authors from Story, who you'll have to say their names because I only know their first names, but we're going to have a place set up for concert goers and art appreciators to come and make a square, and then we're going to compile them into a quilt.
Aletha, you have bees here.
I do. If the weather is good, which it is supposed to be, I will have live bees in an observation hive, as well as...
Which means enclosed and you won't get stung.
You won't get stung.
Right.
That's right. And as well as honey, the just local honey that from my own bees, and also honey varietals like orange blossom honey.
And who's got the chickens?
Chickens. Jennifer Trainer Thompson is bringing the chickens. That's Joe Thompson's wife.
Indeed.
And she's the author of our Fresh Egg Cookbook and Fresh Honey and hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Yeah.
It's great stuff. Well, to learn more about Story Publishing, you can visit story.com. That's storey.com. storey.com. Dan Reynolds, Aletha Morrison, and Crispina French, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a blast this festival. We can't wait to go out and see all the cool stuff you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
Again, story.com. You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from the Solid Sound Festival at Mass Mocha on WAMC.